I'm Tim Leonard for Reno Public Radio News. On Wednesday, a Las Vegas judge postponed death row inmate Scott Dozier's execution just hours before it was scheduled to occur. Alvogen, the makers of midazolam, sued the state of Nevada to prevent the use of their drug in executions. Gianna Taboni has been reporting on the death penalty for Vice on HBO and has been talking to Dozier for almost a year. Gianna, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
What has Mr. Dozier said about his stay of execution?
I last talked to him on Wednesday morning, hours before his scheduled execution and about an hour before the judge made her decision to stay the execution. Before he knew about that, before the decision had come out, he called me and he said, I'm feeling really good. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to go. About an hour later, the judge made her decision and he was with his family at the time. And since then, and this is just standard protocol, he's been on suicide watch, which means he doesn't have access to the phone. I would guess that he is very upset. This is clearly something he wanted. This is something that he said he was ready for. I would have to imagine that there is some relief among those who are closest to him.
You've been reporting on the shortage of lethal injection drugs for some time. Can you kind of explain how it started and maybe how some of the other states have reacted to lawsuits by drug companies and this changing dynamic?
So in the last few years, FDA, through pharmaceutical companies, from Pfizer to Alvogen, have essentially boycotted the death penalty. They've said they don't want their drugs used in lethal injection cocktails, state-sanctioned executions. We have the death penalty legal in more than 30 states, but what we're starting to realize is that many states actually have no way to carry out these executions. So we're kind of at a tipping point right now. And, you know, we're at a point, too, where firing squad, electric chair, gas chamber, these are sort of archaic methods that the majority of states, you know, don't have anymore. So they really do depend on lethal injection. But because these drug companies are not okay with them using their drugs, their hands are sort of tied. It's become a really difficult thing to acquire access to these drugs. There are a few loopholes, and states have been capitalizing on them, including Nevada, where they're going to wholesalers or distributors like Cardinal Health, which is where the state of Nevada got midazolam. And so there are ways to do it, but it's increasingly difficult.
What are some of the questions that you will be asking going forward about lethal injection in the United States and how this is going to play out kind of on a national scale?
There is public support for the death penalty in our country. But increasingly, I'm starting to ask the question, do states actually want to execute death row inmates? Scott Dozier is a perfect case. He waived his rights to appeal. He essentially volunteered to be executed nearly 2 years ago, and he still hasn't been executed. So is this something that we as a country really want to do? And if so, why isn't it happening? Another question I have is, and this is something that a representative from Utah, Paul Ray, talked about to us in our piece that's going to air in a few weeks on Vice on HBO. You know, he said lethal injection is sort of whitewashing the brutality of a state murdering a citizen. And so maybe we should be reconsidering how we're doing these executions. And that's why he led the movement to bring the firing squad back to Utah. And the inmates on death row, two of them at least in Utah right now, have actually opted for the firing squad. Scott Dozier, if he was able to, if it was up to him, he would have opted for the firing squad. So I think that, you know, we as a country really need to face what exactly the death penalty is. You know, this is a brutal act. Are we trying to shy away from that? I think this is sort of a moment where we all have to sort of face what we're doing. And if we're okay executing death row inmates, then maybe we should figure out a way to do it.
Gianna, thank you so much for joining me.
Great. Thanks so much, Tim.
That was Vice correspondent Gianna Taboni. Her report will be airing August 3rd on HBO. Tim Leonard, Reno Public Radio News.